Radio Empire.
The Florida Department of Health in Orange County is warning people to keep away from all animals within a 2-mile radius of Interstate 4 and Epcot Center Drive.
Why? What's there?
Rabies.
Oh. So stop feeding the alligators?
That's home to many hotels and theme parks, including Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios. The warning is for 60 days after a feral cat tested positive for the rabies.
Yeah.
That cat may have infected others. People and their pets should avoid all animals in that area.
Can alligators carry rabies?
I don't know. I'm just saying that. I think you stay with alligators no matter what.
I think if you're bit by an alligator, your last concern is rabies.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It might be on the list, but it's way down there.
Yeah.
It really is. Netflix says they promise to reduce the amount of smoking depicted in their content.
Well, it's kind of weird. I don't really don't pay attention to it because it's an old movie, and it's you actually see more smoking in shows or movies than you do in real life.
Yeah,
you really do. So I can understand them doing that.
Well, depending
on problem with it,
you know? Where you hang out.
I know, but most bars are non-smoking. So I mean. Unless you're hanging out with people outside your office building
you're
smoking.
Hanging out with smokers.
But I can't tell you last time I saw somebody smoking in public.
But if it's appropriate for the period of the show.
Well, no, if it's a period piece, yeah, they're going to do that. They're saying it's current shows.
Well, the thing they're bringing up is
current ones.
Right.
Well, they're bringing up Stranger Things, which is set in the 80s.
Well, everybody smoked then.
No, they didn't.
Well, not everybody. That's a good point. Not everybody. But people did smoke more than they do now. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, but it was still less than half easily.
That's a lot, though. Less than half a lot of people.
Yeah. And where is it set?
But it's also Stranger Things is about kids.
Do they give a location for Stranger Things?
I don't know that.
That's a real geographical thing, too.
Well, it's...
Like if we sit in Kentucky, of course people are going to smoke.
Oh, in the
80s. Everybody smoked in Kentucky in the
80s. Well, everybody smoked where I'm at in the 80s.
You got to help the economy.
Sure.
No, but this is kids. Kids like watch Stranger Things. They don't want to make
new report by the Truth Initiative took a look into Netflix's tobacco depictions in their most popular programs among viewers ages 15 to 24. The report found Netflix's depictions of smoking tripled last year.
What do you think? Like it's an acting crutch?
Have they looked into does it actually make somebody want to smoke? If you see someone on screen smoking. On screen smoking never an influence on me starting to smoke.
No, but it does.
No, not me starting, quitting.
How many times you watch a show where a guy pours a glass of whiskey and you want a glass of whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
I think it works the same.
And certainly the same for another addictive substance.
Of course, nicotine. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, no.
Of course.
They've done studies. It does.
And if people think it looks cool, which some people do.
You know what looks cool? Smoking a big brick vape. You look like a douchebag. The big brick vapes. Even the small ones, you look like a dumbass.
I know
you're addicted, but you look stupid.
A big line of blow when I see someone do a big line of blow.
I don't know, Todd. Sometimes if I'm a little buzz watching a movie and somebody's lighting one up, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but...
I flash back momentarily. And then I say, wait, there's the... I remember the reason I quit doing blow.
Exactly.
Well, you might think that the next morning. Yeah. Oh, that's why.
If I live through it.
No, it was the next morning, and I remember the next morning from a long time ago.
Okay.
And that's why I quit doing blow.
I haven't seen anybody bitch about this because if you're bitching about it, what's that? Because
the guy's acting.
You have a cigarette. The same damn thing, you know?
Like
you said, this is an older movie, or a movie taking place back in the day. I get it.
No, it's modern day stuff.
That's what I mean.
That they were mentioning.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, most popular programs among viewers ages 15 to 24, which is going to be a newer program.
Right.
Not an older one.
Yeah. So my daughter went to the dentist, speaking about addictions, and. She had to. She's a little nervous. She had to get a cavity filled. So they gave her the gas. And my daughter's never been high or drunk. She's only 16, and she's shunning that as of now, which is good.
Following daddy's footsteps.
Yeah, for me, no, not at all. the exact opposite of daddy. But she tells it. My wife called me and they said. I talked to my daughter. This is so great because remember, we all know what it's like to be buzzed.
Yes.
She had no idea. And it's laughing gas. And for a split second, you're out. And she said, because there's a TV on in the dentist's office, and she goes, because I was watching, they had Rachel Ray on, and then The View was on, and I don't know how it the program's changed. And I remember, oh, I said, oh, that's exactly, you don't know what's happening. And then she said, and then they were talking to me, and I couldn't understand what they were saying. And she said, it was great. I said, oh, Jesus. I said, oh, Jesus. Then I want to say, yeah, it is. I just said, yeah,
yeah.
But there's
sure
bad
is.
Stuff. There's bad stuff.
That's why
high.
People do it.
Right.
That's the only way I watch The View is when I'm full of nitrous oxide.
Exactly.
And it just appears
right.
Sure. Somehow on your TV.
But I remember being stoned watching TV, and then the TV show would end. You didn't know how long, why it just ended. You forgot.
Yes.
To, yeah. And one of my favorite stone stories, Buddy and I were really high, and we were actually turned on a Twilight Zone episode, an old school one.
That can't be a good idea.
This is what's weird about it. It started, and then it ended. And in my time and in his time, it ended a minute later. But it was a whole half-hour show. We looked. And then...
But you both forgot the content in between?
Well, we freaked out that the show was over, and it was Twilight Zone. And he might even be listening right now. We freaked out so much. Like, oh, my God, didn't that show just start? Yeah, it did. But it's over. But it's also in the Twilight Zone. And it got, oh...
What if it was supposed to? What if we're in the Twilight
Yeah, maybe
zone?
That was only an hour, half hour. Yeah, it was all that, you know.
Look at my thumbnail.
We should probably stay awake the rest of the night and just watch each other's back, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so she had never experienced that before.
So there are multiple findings that show that young people are more likely to start smoking if they see their favorite characters doing it on TV.
Yeah.
She may turn out like my son.
And, oh, no, she's totally, she didn't, I don't think she wants to.
No, not become a social drinker till. I'm not talking about my oldest son. I'm talking about my other son who didn't become a social drinker till he was probably 25, 26.
Is he drinking now again? Is he drinking now?
Oh,
he's ain't drinking now.
Yeah,
he didn't drink for years.
For years.
He wasted some good drinking years.
He did. So you got to make sure she doesn't waste some good drinking years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't like people who don't have a problem and don't drink. So you're going to have that talk with her.
Well, she doesn't drink. She's only 16. She's really not into it now.
Well, that's about the time I got interested.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not using us as examples. We're not good. We're not good examples. I don't want them to follow my footsteps.
I kind of felt like I was a late bloomer in high school, and I think it was 17.
Yeah,
when
I didn't
started
start drinking
until
I was 17 either. Because you couldn't. You got kicked off the sports team. You get caught
that
drinking.
Wasn't why I was doing
it.
Oh, yeah.
The jazz team wouldn't kick you off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if you were really good on the speech team, you could drink all you want.
That's because it was speech.
And coach would cover for you.
You were the LeBron James of your speech team. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You really were the
pretty
coach?
Much. And I'm pretty sure if you're really good at football and you get caught drinking, coach might cover for
nope.
you.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, maybe. They kicked off
as
a
long
starter.
As coach catches you.
They kicked off a starter on my
yeah,
team.
If, yeah, if just
and
the,
depends on who catches
yeah,
you.
Yeah, if just the coach catches you, he might not say anything. If the law enforcement catches you, well, word's going to get out. And then you
guys got
kicked
off my team. They were just heard they were drinking. There was no trial, no jury, nothing.
No due process?
No due process. You're off the team.
Wow. See, if that happens today, they sue.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lawsuit.
Parents are dicks now.
Well, because you're interfering with that kid's future professional football career.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all going to go pro.
No, they're
absolutely.
Not. No.
Nice little story out of Southwest China. Okay, it's not. The Global Times reports that a woman tried to get on the subway with her chicken, her live chicken. She was told she could not get on the subway with a live animal.
That's not her her support chicken.
They told her live animal.
Well, she was told she could not get on the because of the animal.
So what'd you say?
She took it to a nearby trash can, killed it, got on the train, and went home.
Whoa! That escalated quickly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wow!
When Craig said live animal, I mean, she just killed it.
Yeah.
Did she bring it with her?
Well, yeah. It was food.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh,
yeah, so it wasn't a pet. It was
no.
Dinner.
Right. She just wanted to keep it fresh for the train ride.
Yeah,
but if you can't have a live animal on the train ride,
okay.
Well,
I'll just, kill the thing.
Go wring its neck. And
yes, we'll wring it now.
All right, I'll see you in a second.
Well, would you name your kid Archie?
You know, I like that name. I don't. I think it's a cool name, Archie. You don't hear many Archies. Did you ever know an Archie?
No.
I mean, obviously, we were kids, Archie, before Archie Bunker, the Archie comic. That's the only Archie I ever knew.
Right.
You know? And I think that's probably the reason nobody named a kid Archie after that. Not that you hated Archie. You loved Archie.
And is that the full formal name? Archie is not short for Archibald or something?
This they guy's named not. Archie,
could
I think.
Be. Yeah, they're just
the baby's
Archie.
Called Archie. Yeah.
My mom and dad had a friend named Archie.
Yeah. You don't hear it much.
No, you don't anymore. Because well, I think it became
I never knew an Archie. Do you know an Archie?
It was no. He became the Adolf of the 70s.
it was the 18th most popular name in Britain.
Now?
For boys, yes.
Oh, it always has been before that.
Soon to be number one.
Oh, it'll be number one
that
now.
They said on the Today shows.
Yeah, you could have been an Archie, Craig.
Archie
Evans?
Well,
yeah, any of us could have been.
No, but your dad's a Brit. You could have named you Archie.
Well, perhaps when I was born, it was not necessarily the 18th most popular name in Britain.
Plus, you were
not only
here.
That, he wasn't in Britain.
Yeah. I know that. But still, it was on the, you know, he knew about
Nor
it.
Was I.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew that name.
I like the name Archie.
Who's
I have
the
no
old
opinion.
Actor, Archibald, who changed his name? You know, long dead, but the sex symbol.
Yeah.
Cary Grant.
Yeah, Cary Grant was Archibald.
Was an Archibald somebody.
Yeah.
Mm. Archibald Leach.
That's it. You're right.
The only Archibald I can think of offhand is used as a last name.
And Archie Bunker, obviously.
Name.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The basketball player.
Yeah.
Kirk could have been an Oliver.
What's his whole name?
Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Mountbatten Windsor is actually hyphenated.
Windsor's their last name, right?
And the Mountbatten House of Windsor? Is one it is in there as
that's
well.
That's name, too. Okay.
I like the ring of Oliver Evans.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to.
Did your biological parents name you before they gave you away, or your dad named you?
I named don't you. Have any.
They said, this is Craig, take him.
Yeah.
We named them already. We don't want them, but it's his name.
I don't know. Giving him a name would make you think that they might have loved him. And we know that's not true.
Well, a lot of times.
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
It's not brutal here.
They
today.
Do that at the pound.
Craig was adopted, and his adopted parents, his biological parents are dead. And that's the kicker to the story.
They didn't love him. That's why they gave him up.
Right. Yeah. You know jokes. You know how they're dead now as a kicker.
I see. Yeah, it's classic. No, it feels good to say it. So. My mom's name's Agnes. I think she's the last one on the planet with that name.
Did they That's call her that? Did your dad call her Agnes?
Yeah, okay. Ag.
Ag, you call her Ag.
Aggie, but yeah. And I'm like, I've never met another Agnes. I've never heard of a living one.
No. I had an Aunt Agnes.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess they're it's a rare one. So,
very
and then they
rare.
Named me Shawn Michael Patrick O'Brien,
oh
and I'm
God.
Like 20% Irish.
Yeah,
really?
Oh,
that's a great name. Yeah, I'm like, mom's all German.
You
and he's
are.
Like, well, it's just it looks good. So then everyone's like, oh, you must be. I don't know a thing about Ireland. I can't tell you. I don't know Dublin. U2. I just name stuff. References.
You love U2.
Love U2. But
that's the most Irish name there possibly is.
Well, Shawn it's the confirmation name.
What was it again?
It's, so it's Shawn Michael O'Brien,
yeah.
And then my parents are like, you got to do Patrick for your confirmation name.
Oh, God.
And then saying, I'm like, this is annoying. I was like, we're not. I'm representing something that's not accurate. So.
Right.
And people are like, oh, so you have a lot of Irish history? You know, I don't know anything about it. I don't know.
I'm
I've never been there.
But are you a raging drunk?
That I'm not drinking moonshine, but I've had a Jameson neat every once in a while.
So. Are you drinking champagne in the middle of the day?
Oh, so much.
Mixing
fun.
With Bloody Marys would be a tough. That's not a lateral move. I don't know if I could do Bloody Marys
like your drunken Quinns would do.
That's right, like that Irish.
Represent
the drunken Quinns.
Like your drunken.
It's a good
Quinns.
Band name, the drunken Quinns.
North Carolina man says his Honda 2000 Honda Accord just racked up 1,000,000 miles.
For only one engine?
Yeah.
Is that I guess it's possible.
He's an auto mechanic. He credits regular oil and filter changes.
Well, we all can do that, but the car has to have some sort of a special power to it because eventually stuff wears out.
Well, and you have to have the willingness to replace everything.
Everything else around it, yeah.
At some point, we all get to that one
what
where
year
you're just,
is
nah.
It?
2000.
I would think the transmission would fall apart eventually.
He might have changed everything. Just the same body except for the block.
Well, even
I doubt he changed the engine.
Yeah, even probably not the engine.
It's a 2000 still.
It wouldn't count as a 1,000,000 miles if it changed the engine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because that's like 50, isn't that like 50,000 a year?
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving.
What's he do? Is he a stand-up comedian? They can do 50,000 a year.
It says he's a former auto mechanic. I don't know what he does now. He might be selling stuff now.
I'll tell you one thing he does is fly. Seriously, he hasn't taken a plane ride in a long time.
Ever.
If you're putting 50,000 miles a year on your car, you're driving everywhere.
Yeah, maybe he pulls a Bueller, just puts it on a stand, get for the story.
That's what I'm thinking. Just run. He lets it run all day.
Yeah. Hondas can do that, though. Yeah. They can.
He's a vehicle inspector.
Oh, okay.
No, no, you stay there. I'll come to you, vehicle inspector.
Yeah, I'll drive across country.
50,000 miles a year. I had to do that with my new car, but I had to take it to them.
Yeah, I'll be there in June.
Well, yeah. He takes it to them and racks up 65,000 miles a year.
Man.
Yeah, of course he's a vehicle inspector because, then he can pass his car every time. While everyone else, though, we got to fail you final, buy a new car.
Yeah,
that's why nobody can hit the million.
Right.
Easy play.
Walmart's going to be raising the age to buy tobacco products at their stores to 21 starting July 1st.
Is it 18?
I think so.
All right.
They are also going to stop selling fruit and dessert flavored e-cigarettes altogether.
I thought you just were going to say they're going to stop selling fruit.
I totally expected that too.
Because it is Walmart. Yeah. Nobody's buying fruit.
Yeah. No fruit, no
we ciggies. Keep buying it, but nobody buys it from us.
They're going to stop selling fruit and anything healthy.
Well, because the kids just smoke weed out of the apples. We're going to stop that.
Rite Aid and Walgreens. I'm sorry. Rite Aid and Walgreens have already stated they are increasing the age to buy tobacco products to 21.
CVS doesn't even sell.
No, they don't. No.
Cigarettes. I don't think any of those sell vape oil, do they?
I don't know. I'm at Walgreens all the time, and I don't look for either one, so I don't know.
Well, the e-cigarettes that... Okay, I'm going to read this again.
It's J-I-M.
Because we don't listen.
Because you did listen, you just didn't listen to the end of the sentence.
Oh, I got bored by then.
They would also stop selling fruit and dessert-flavored e-cigarettes altogether. So, yeah, they have those things.
All right.
But they're not going to.
Those places are. I live right across from a vape store, and they're insane.
They are.
There's like 500 flavors. And
in every city, there's a bunch of.
And they can make one. They're like, name a flavor, and we'll just find. And some guy's like, Juicy Fruit. You got it.
Yeah.
My crazy girlfriend does those vape things.
Well, we jumped the gun on you there, Craig, because we at fruit. We stopped some fruit. What
exactly?
Yeah. It didn't surprise me.
Out of Stanton County, Nebraska, northeast of Norfolk, Nebraska, for those aware, man is facing charges after allegedly performing unlawful sexual acts with an animal.
What kind of animal?
The farmer says he noticed calves locked up in chutes and gates out of place
last fall,
and so he set up cameras to try and catch a trespasser.
Are there lawful sexual acts?
With an animal?
Specifically, farm. I don't know, puss.
Said unlawful sexual acts.
Yeah, I'm unaware of that.
What about Iowa, puss? Can you bang an animal in Iowa?
I no comment.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
All right.
No farm.
Puss has a farm. So out of place, like what was it? Were the
farmer said he noticed
back
calves,
legs and boots or what?
Calves locked in chutes and gates out of place last fall, so he set up cameras to try and catch a trespasser. His cameras caught a man entering the property and performing on a cow 4 or 5 separate times. The farmer says the cameras caught clear shots of the individual and his vehicle recently. That's when he contacted the sheriff's office, and they are now investigating.
Get your own cow.
That is.
Well, don't actually. How old was the dude they got?
They're looking. It doesn't.
Doesn't matter. It's not right.
Was he drunk or high? I hope he was really.
Well,
he
did it several
meth
times.
Or meth, something maybe.
Had to be meth.
He did it several times. Cameras caught him 4 or 5 times, and he had done it before that because that's why they set up the cameras.
Is that the camera you want to watch? The turn to someone. Oh God, we got to watch. Oh, here comes his
you
pants.
You don't want to watch it, but you have to.
I know.
But
well, the cops have to. Yeah.
The first time you watch it, that's not what you're expecting to see. You're expecting to see somebody trying to steal your cattle or something, not come in and drop trowel and bang them.
And Puss knows because he grew up on a farm.
The first time the farmer watched it, he went, oh.
Well, if he set the cameras up, you're right. He probably thought somebody was just doing something, yeah. Not that.
That's Mark. Not what he expected.
Yeah. The first time, he's probably reminiscing.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. But then he said, but he's old.
Man, you have not. You could do bestiality stories every day.
Mm.
We could share. Yeah. They always send them to you. This is for Craig. It's all the time on our social media and Facebook.
Don't.
It's
But Tyler will tell you that some farmer who looks at that will go back 98.7% of them. That was their first. That they'll think about their first sexual experience.
60% of kids that grew up on farms, right. First sexual experience with an animal.
When they see that guy,
that's
that
a stat that's fluctuating in my mind. But there's a percentage in there, and it was at least 50% when I read it. I've made it 90 over the years.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
None of us grew up on a farm except for Puss. So all we know is 100%.
And we can't get a lot of people to confess.
You can't.
And we did have one guy confess, and then we stopped taking those calls.
Oh, I know we did. Oh, Wichita listener, right?
Yeah.
And a sheep?
Yeah.
Not cool, dude. Yeah. But thanks for sharing. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.